She wiggled it in every direction. No reception, she said, frowning. Stacy and Chelsea tried their phones. Neither one had any signal at all.
How are we going to get there without GPS? Skipper wondered.
Maybe we should just go back to the hotel, Chelsea grumbled.
But Barbie wasn't worried. There's only one road around the island. It can't be that hard to find the festival. The girls drove through the rainforest. Eventually, Barbie pointed at a giant spindly tree. A tunnel ran through its middle. It was big enough to walk through.
Look, she exclaimed. The banyan tree arch.
Forget the tree. Are those dancing horses?
Chelsea asked excitedly.
Cool!
I knew you guys would like it, Barbie said. I mean, they're dancing horses. Barbie pulled into a parking area. She parked next to an SUV with a horse trailer attached to it. The girls and puppies made their way through the crowd to the outdoor arena. The sisters took their seats. The puppies played nearby. The show was about to begin in the center ring. Music played and a horse trainer entered the ring. She led a brown, bright-eyed horse through its paces.
Beauty, here is the youngest member of our dancing troupe, she explained into her microphone.
Beauty paused, and Chelsea saw that she was nervous.
You can do it, Beauty,
Chelsea shouted. Beauty pranced around the ring.
Beauty's mother, Silver, was our first champion, the trainer continued.
Barbie noticed Silver, a stunning, dapple gray mare outside the ring.
Next up is Beauty's sister, Spirit. Her rider is my brother, Marco.
Spirit began an amazing routine. She pranced and high-stepped around the ring. She even hopped on her hind legs with Marco on her back. Her name certainly fits her, Barbie thought. At the girls' feet, the puppies practiced high-stepping like the ponies. But when a butterfly flew near, they decided to chase it instead.
Look at me, Rookie exclaimed, leaping after the butterfly. I'm a dancing horse.
More like a falling pup,
DJ joked. The butterfly landed on Honey's nose. She looked at it cross-eyed. Then it fluttered toward the parking lot.
There it is,
DJ exclaimed as the puppies gave chase.
Wait for me, Taffy called.
The puppies dashed after the butterfly without the girls noticing. They followed it to the SUV Barbie had parked next to. The puppies pranced into the SUV after the butterfly. Then they stopped in their tracks.
Whoa, Honey exclaimed. What is this place?
She began to sniff around. The inside of the SUV was a puppy paradise. There was a huge TV playing dog videos. There were doggy beds and tons of treats. There was even a doggy smoothie station. The puppies made themselves at home, blending smoothies and getting cozy. It was a doggy dream. Suddenly, a large white poodle entered. He frowned.
Darlings, please, he said grouchily.
Oh, that racket is making my fur ache.
The puppies froze.
Sorry, they said.
Do you live here? Taffy asked. The poodle nodded.
This is my residence. I am Archibald the Third. I come from a champion line of Archibalds. I myself have won best in show 4 times.
The puppies listened as Archibald told them about his life on the road with the horses. It was so exciting, and the smoothies were so good that they lost track of time. When the show ended, Barbie and her sisters entered the ring. They chatted with the trainers, Vivian and Marco.
We can see why you've won so many ribbons.